actually online right now. Maureen. Maureen, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks.
So who gives the best massage in this room?
Chad, the engineer. Travel World, right here on AM 600. CIQC. I've never been there, but the ocean looks nice. Jump in the sky. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Travel World here on CIQC 600. You're here in studio with Willem Baggis, Stephen Bickford, and behind the control panel is Lonnie. How are you, guy? Well, come on, open your mic.
Good.
Well, his food order is on the way.
Yes,
we've got an operative outside the door who's waiting with a sack of Harvey's for Lonnie because he's starving, right?
Starving with all those changes in his schedule. That will wreak havoc with your...
Well, that's for sure. We got to take care of the engineers, you see.
Yes, and, they're part
Chad
of the team.
Chad is still away right now, so we wish the best of luck to Chad, the best masseur in the city of Montreal. It's a damn good thing we didn't arrange for him a massage in studio today.
Yeah, and then if somebody comes up, well, it would have been Lonnie's lucky day, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, Lonnie, it would have been your lucky day today. You would have gotten a massage. Or you would have had to give one at least.
Yeah, maybe.
Legions of Travel World fans waiting for a massage from Chad. So, Stephen, tell us we have a special guest.
Yes, special guest.
From Air Montreal.
From Air Montreal, Judy Fay, and welcome to the studio.
Hi, thank you.
And a lot of people will talk about Air Montreal in just a couple of minutes, and also today we're talking about backpacking and exploring the deepest jungles of Africa. Tara Hamilton will be on the line with us after the 11:30 break to... share a little bit of what she just did in Africa.
We have some very special announcements, of course, today. A 45th wedding anniversary occurred yesterday for my own parents, July the 3rd. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. You're listening in Hamilton over the internet, and we have many internet listeners, and got to say hello to Dolly and all the usual gang of people that we associate with here on Travel World.
Well, we have a whole gang of... loyal fans of the program.
Legions of fans.
Yes. Like some other Toronto announcers.
Well, you know, sometimes we finish big projects like I did yesterday, but speaking of backpacking, I remember when as a kid I always wanted to have a backpack, and there's a woods behind where I live. We would go into the woods and we'd find debris, like I would make tree houses and stuff like that, and somebody had thrown out, or there was a wrecked shopping cart there, and I didn't know that backpacks are made out of aluminum, right? So I took the old shopping cart, which is kind of like cast iron base to it, and I used that as a backpack, wondered why it was so heavy.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Well, it builds up those muscles good for the next karate season.
Bunkai Karate.
Bunkai Karate will be starting.
Get back to karate in September.
After Labor Day. And just some loose notes to tie up from last week.
The Waterbury.
Waterbury. Mm. As we mentioned, it is the culinary capital, really, of the state of Vermont. Some great restaurants, in addition to the food processing companies there. We just briefly touched upon it, but Villa Tregara, great Italian cuisine. And one of the...
Wasn't it good?
Very good. And one of the nice things about it, you can have the sample size, the tapas, which basically you have tapas with Spanish cuisine, but they're introducing it to sample Italian dishes. And this is at Villa Tregara. So you can take three or four of your favorites, make a complete meal. But if you see something on the tapas menu that you particularly like, you can ask them to make a full-size portion for you. So they're very accommodating, very flexible, and it's a nice setting on top of a hill, and many people have their favorite tables that they pick, time after time, so they can watch the sunset. So.
Well, the view is gorgeous, and the same thing out of the Black Locust Inn. If you're sitting out on the veranda and you take a look out there, you can actually see the sunset.
Oh, yes, and downtown Waterbury, if you can call it downtown, where the little Main Street.
Well, that kind of constitutes downtown.
Right, well, they have the...
It's not like Acton Vale. I've been out there, and there's like four buildings. Two are car dealers.
Yes, the other two, well, are used car lots.
Left, I guess, yeah. No. But how do you support, two car dealers in a four-building town? I don't understand.
Well, or like Montebello, the dépanneur capital of Quebec.
That's true, eh? There's like 19 dépanneurs.
19 along the Main Street, and... let's open one and we'll get a share of that you know, soft drink market. But Arpad's was a very nice restaurant to drop by in.
Arpad
was a guy I knew. Arpad Lahosky. No, okay. Arvad.
Arpad is our property too, and you know, don't come to my house to eat. No.
Yeah. No. Arpad's, and it's a great restaurant place.
It was good, actually. They're friendly. Well, not just sandwiches. You can also get a brewery there, Steve.
Yes. and burgers and nice desserts and in the corner trying to disappear from talking about legions of fans was Tim Lewis from Montpelier bureau chief at WCAX sitting in the corner 20 miles from his office. I wonder whether made that 20 mile trek to enjoy the fine cuisine.
It actually is a very good restaurant though. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not just one of those light lunch places. You can get any kind of meal there,
and it's favorite with the locals,
and they're very, very accommodating. This is one thing I noticed when we went down to Waterbury. Better still than just the Black Locust Inn, who went out of their way to accommodate the diet that I was on, we have our vets who also did that. I mean, we go through the menu and I say, well, how about this thing without this, that, and the other thing, and how about this thing without this, and she wrote it all down.
Oh, yes, they can. Very accommodating, and that's what makes a great vacation, is when people want to make new friends and want to do what can be done to make their experience something special. Cold Hollow Cider Mill, have to drop by there to have a, one or two or 20 cups of cider, sample cider.
Thank you, Peter. it's far better than... Well, it's a bit of a torture when you go there and you're on a diet, because everything is apples.
Everything to do with apples. Everything in the world of apples.
Well, even their number is 1-800-3-APPLES.
Free is something else, but apple slush. Now, you can get
an apple slush.
Very cool drink.
Didn't you ask for an apple slush without the ice?
No, I should have. you smart guy, we'll give it to you. Just that sickening syrup, though, just pour it in your cup.
Yeah, what they would have done is they would have taken the slush, poured it in a strainer, make sure your head's on the counter here. Your apple slush without the ice.
Oh, yes. And I want to introduce, before we hit the break, and then we'll talk to Judy Fay after the break, about Air Montreal.
About Air Montreal?
Yes. Well, Hampton Beach.
Hampton Beach
is a great place to be going. We'll be going there for Canadian Appreciation Days on the 22nd of August. And we have a contest. So if you can name that illustrious Hampton Beach fish that you see on posters put up by a competing destination trying to make fun of Hampton Beach, but really only doing the opposite by bringing attention to the great things that Hampton Beach has going for it in the summertime, you can be a lucky winner. Head down on Vermont Transit Line's new direct weekend service to Hampton Beach, stay at the flagship motel for the week of August 22nd to 29th, 8 days, 7 nights. So get your name that fish, get your entries in. You can fax us 624-8887 or email us travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net. And early August, we'll be picking the winner for a week for two down to Hampton Beach.
So that's terrific. Hampton Beach, going to go there in August. Got our summer already planned out. And we're going to talk about Air Montreal, a really great progressive little airline here in the city of Montreal. Anything with Montreal in the name, right, is a friend of mine, just like Golden Retrievers. So, Lonnie, let's roll the break. DIQC Montreal.
I'm Sid Stevens of Sunyut, where teamwork is number one. Our team works hard to give people the chance they need to realize their full potential. We assist over 60,000 families with food and clothing, medication for seniors, and countless hours of sports and recreation for children in our community. We can't do it without you. You're the most important part of our team.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704. 8704.
Royal in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
It's super savings time this weekend at Sears.
Super Saturday to Super Sunday.
Get ready for super savings of up to 50% on a huge selection of national and private labels store-wide. From family fashions to bed and bath, housewares, hardware, appliances, and so much more. It's Super Saturday and Sunday this weekend at Sears. You won't want to miss it.
Oh, yeah! Super Saturday and Sunday, only at Sears.
Agree or disagree. This is information radio that's interactive, which means you can email us your comments or record them on our listener line.
George Ogan does a wonderful job, and he does his homework and knows what he's talking about because he is very knowledgeable.
My favorite is George Logan. There's a man that really should have a talk show more than 2 hours.
No, just a comment about Jim Duff. I think he's the best man you have in the station.
I'm really crazy about Art Bell Show.
Dr. Joy Brown gives good advice to many people, and it is really good that you have her as part of your programming.
If you'd like to record a comment about anything you've heard on AM 600, our 24-hour listener line is 767-5568. You can contact the studio through our website, www.ciqc.com. We value your opinion, which is why we call this interactive radio. AM 600, your information station in Montreal.
Hi, this is Cynthia Foto from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Cause they said it really loud. They said it on the air, on the radio. Whoa, on the radio. Whoa.
On the radio. Welcome back to Travel World, segment number 2, here on AM 600 CIQC with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and the lovely Judy Fay from Air Montreal. And Lonnie's got his food, finally.
Yep.
He had his
now breathe a little easier.
It's landed. It's sitting next to you.
He can see it.
Lonnie doesn't want to say anything, does he?
No. Cat's got his tongue.
Yeah, he's going to get in trouble with poor Jack. Anyway.
But
so Air Montreal.
Apparently,
it's been around for around 20 years. It's a little airline, which is on Ryan Avenue. I don't know where you know that, if you know where that is, but next to Côte de Liesse on the side of the airport, which is right alongside runway 24 left, you've got, you've got a whole series of hangars and they're little private airlines, but Air Montreal is one of them. It's a big one, huge hangar there. Anyway, you get off Highway 13, going southbound, you take the exit, you first right. Go down there, you can't miss a sign for Air Montreal. It's white sign, blue and green writing, and you get there and you can take an airplane anywhere you want. And they've got these great prices, too. You can go all through Quebec, you can go to Quebec City, Bagotville, Doleville, Baie-Comeau, Sept-Îles. So, and soon coming up Ottawa, right, Judy?
Yes, we're hoping for by the end of the year to be servicing the Ottawa and Toronto areas.
Well, you're going to be one heck of a hard-to-beat airline if you start serving the Toronto area, let me tell you that. One way or the other, it's 19-seat Metroliners. You take the turboprop. How many airplanes you got in your fleet there? 4, 5, 6?
Right now we have 5 planes servicing the province of Quebec.
So you've got a pretty good series of airplanes here. You can actually do one heck of a nice scheduled flight.
Right, you got a couple of flights. Most markets, you have a couple of flights each day.
That's right. We also have charter business. We have 2 Citation jets, which are very much appreciated by people like you, the jet set.
The jet set. Yes. No, that would be jet setter. That would be Miriam Bone.
And Chuck Brager, yes.
Yes. But speaking of, Steve, okay, your average airline, Air, who fill in the blank, basically, what was the cost of a ticket to Quebec City?
Quebec City, you'd be paying $300-$400 plus tax.
That would be round trip, right?
Round trip, yeah, for an unrestricted ticket, booking at the last moment.
Air Montreal, $100. That's it. You know, what do you want to do? I mean, you don't have to pass through that rigorous airline security. You know, they've got their own, mind you. But, I mean, it's not one of these things. You don't have to worry about, you know, spending $9,000 parking your car at Dorval Airport.
Right, parking is free at your terminal building. And you don't have to pay the airport improvement fee either.
You just, you know, drive right into their little sign there off Orion Avenue. You park your car. You walk right in. There's friendly faces all around you. You get on the airplane, and you're there in no time. Talk about a great place. Tell us a bit more about Air Montreal, Judy.
Okay, well, I say summer is here, school's out, and so is math. Today, you pick up a newspaper, and you see prices, fantastic prices for travel. And lo and behold, there is so much calculating to do. It's incredible. Mm. As you have said, we are low fare, but we are also the company without restrictions. You can call today, travel tomorrow. You can travel up, travel back the same day. You don't have to calculate how many days in advance you have to reserve. You don't have to stay a Saturday night. It's more or less just-in-time travel, and that's the niche that we are trying to create, and that we encourage people who maybe on the whim of the moment want to go somewhere, want to go to Quebec City, to the Capitole or something, just grab a ticket, and in fact, we don't even have tickets. Or the ticketless travel in Quebec.
Ooh.
All you have to do is call our number 631-2111, or for the out-of-towners, 888-631-2111, and reserve. Present yourself at the counter, and presto.
So that's a pretty easy to remember number, whether it's the 888 number or whatever. It's always 631-2111.
Right, easy to remember.
Just think like a 211 bus, right?
Right, just
add one.
Just add one. But, of course, that makes it easy for you. No ticket to lose, just all one transaction.
Yeah, not like somebody we know, huh?
Yeah, you get the coupon pulled at the wrong airport terminal and stand in line to have it reissued. No, it's...
No luggage to lose.
No, because it's all very easy. And as you mentioned, people know you, if you're a regular customer and go on the same flights to the same terminals all the time, you're going to see the same people all the
time. That's right. We know many of our passengers by name. They're always the same people working at the counters. And many business travelers have come to really appreciate. And I travel to and from work every day. I live in Chicoutimi, and I work here in Montreal. And so I take the plane in the morning, and I go home at night. And it gives me a really great time to talk to the passengers and to get the marketing surveys out there. And we're not looking at some El Cheapos that rather than hitchhike their way, we'll splurge $99 from Montreal to Bagotville. We're looking at very successful businessmen who don't want to have to worry about the three-level parking, the two-level security, and showing up an hour before the flight. You can show up 15 minutes before the time of departure and board your plane.
Ooh, yes. You mean like me at
Buttonville Airport?
Yeah. Well, that was one time, we kind of stayed a little over too late. I'd flown actually out to see the Alanna Miles concert in Kitchener because I was a big fan of hers, and took the CP out to Buttonville.
Yeah, it was the old Canadian Partner flight, yes.
And, flew down the 401, went to Guelph, visited my buddy, and together we went to Kitchener, saw Alanna Miles and Kim Mitchell in concert. It was a great concert. And, along the way, we met up with some friends, stayed a little bit too long, looked at the phone and said, oh, my God, the clock, we had to get back. So, I flew down the 401 at near land speed record speed.
You even beat the Air Subaru record.
I beat Air Subaru. Yeah, it was a little Chrysler there.
Yeah.
Well, Air Subaru has a speed limiter on it. You can't go beyond 175. I was doing a little...
You've tried it.
I have, yes.
Oh, dear.
Well, so sometimes, occasionally we pass the odd aircraft in the sky.
Well, it was funny. You should see, we're sitting in the car, and, there's a, it was a dash landing. And, of course, when it's on its landing approach, its approach speed is somewhere in the neighborhood of, 100 knots.
100 knots.
And we're passing him. Steve's going, okay.
Oh,
did you have your arms out the window by any chance?
No, I didn't want to take off.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Well, sort of flapping them and
it's a Subaru GT, so I mean, it has very, very, very good handling, and I was in a big rush. So.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, it's smooth, actually. We didn't even notice it. We were on, actually, the 89 flying down to, we were going to Lowell, actually, at the time last year, north of Boston area. And you just don't even notice it. You're just scooting along, and oh my God, what's this? But in the meantime, with airlines like this,
those pricing, for example, are summer rates, the lowest prices, but you're having, basically, your fares are half of the other airlines year-round. These are just special summer rates, but...
That's right. Even at full price, our rates are consistently 50% of all other airlines. And as I say, no restrictions.
No restrictions. And the tax is included in the...
The taxes are all included. You don't have to calculate tax.
Not like 6% plus this, 7% plus 7.5% calculate.
Right, and the airport fees, as was previously mentioned.
Right, you don't have to pay the airport improvement fees.
Well, that's awesome. So, I mean, my buddy Robert, we could have just sent him straight to Air Montreal and he would have gone on the next flight to Quebec City.
Exactly.
Pretty cool. And you don't have to buy it both ways. You can just pay the $50, get on the one way, and send it to Quebec City.
That's right. So if you don't like them, a one-way ticket comes in handy.
Oh, I like them fine. In fact, okay. I wish you lived
just check
him.
He
actually helped me get this project complete. And he was also the guy who got Lonnie's food. You know, he was standing outside holding a bag of Harvey's for 10 minutes while people rang the buzzer.
Well, then maybe you should get him a return. He can come back and see you sometime real soon.
Anytime. Lonnie's been munching on his French fries, I see. Hope we got him Lonnie, we got you the right kind of burger? Yeah, Lonnie liked it.
Right, he liked it.
Very good.
But when you talk about that you commute from Bagotville each day, it's only a one-hour flight, so it's no worse than someone taking the 211
bus downtown.
That's right,
and as I say, yeah. I have two chauffeurs up front, and I can work on my laptop, so I'll tell you, I've got it made.
Right, it's a lot of business travelers who have to go to these different points in Quebec can make it in and out in the same day.
Exactly.
The scheduling is timed to allow...
Very good point, Stephen, because our flights, being small 19-passenger planes, they're pressurized, though. Some people wonder, do they have to fly at 4,000 feet? No, we can go up to 20, 25,000 feet. They're fully pressurized and extremely comfortable. But because of being smaller aircrafts, they can take off. We start taking off at 6 o'clock from Dorval. And there are also some of the latest aircraft in at night. So that gives people, instead of having to stay over, say, at Bonaventure or Mont-Joli, they can actually do their full day of work and come back the same evening, saving them also on the hotel.
Right, saving on hotel, meals, car rental, all the other
things
that add up to those expenses in addition to...
And you've got the whole flight schedule here. This paper wasn't a comprehensive list. You've got all kinds of places that you can get to. Let's see, Baie-Comeau, Bagotville, Bonaventure, which is right near, Gaspé, it's a little south.
That's
right.
We're the only ones that service Bonaventure, by the way.
Well, that's true. Not a lot going on in Bonaventure, but it is a beautiful place.
It's good for the pulp paper industry and the
wine
industry.
There's a lot of
it's business. It's
professional people that travel there. And they also have the ballpark that just opened this last weekend.
Well, I know Bonaventure Island right near Gaspé. In fact, one of the three places, the beautiful, quiet places I go to think, one of them is near Gaspé, just south. It's a place called Seal Cove. If you've ever been to Gaspé, you'll know this place.
Yeah.
Another place is out near the Montagne Coupe, and the third place is going to remain a secret to this day.
Okay. Yes, otherwise we'll get too overrun.
Well, no, but it's actually a lot of fun. If anybody's never been to Gaspé, I really suggest go out there. Honestly, beautiful, restful, and nature parks. There's Forillon Park out in Gaspé. There's and you're right, the nature preserve out in Bonaventure, it's worth seeing. And if you've never been to Percé Rock, you got to go at least once in your life. Just south of Gaspé is Percé.
Right. People have seen that all in pictures and videos.
I'm not kidding.
And
that tide goes up and it goes down. And when it's down, you can actually walk out to Percé Rock. But when it comes in, boy.
You better be back.
You better be back. Or are you going to wait 12 hours for the next tide? But you got Quebec City, Rouyn-Noranda, Sept-Îles, Val-d'Or, Mont-Joli, which is kind of like a... two-thirds out the way to Gaspé.
And near Rimouski.
Which is not a Russian mouse. Île de la Madeleine, which we're going to Île de la Madeleine, in fact, in 2 weeks.
Yes, 2 weeks we'll be doing the show live from Île de la Madeleine. That's another beautiful spot, I've heard, so looking forward to visiting it.
But we're not going to go whale watching.
No whale watching.
No whale watching.
We'll just watch the video of the whales and say, good afternoon, Moby.
We got to talk about pizza.
Oh, yes. I don't think, there's great pizza only in Montreal as far as our travels are concerned. Real great pizza and a whole lot more at Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Not just pizza, but wings and submarines and different Italian dishes. It's a mouth-watering experience, so 383-6000. Call now at 11:30. It'll be piping hot and oven fresh at your door in 30 minutes or less. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Ronnie, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQ
Mitch Melick here for Baton Rouge, where Montrealers continue to flock for incredible slip-off-the-bone barbecue baby back ribs. And they keep returning for more ribs and chicken and fresh fish and amazing appetizers, all served up in huge portions in a warm, classy, elegant setting downtown at Complex Desjardins, Dollard, the South Shore, and Carrefour Laval. Baton Rouge.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
The show is called Melnick No Limit for a reason. There's comedy.
My kids are strapped in and car seats. I grew up in the 70s. My father never had that. He made it turn. My brother and I were hanging out the window. He didn't care.
Conversation.
What are you nervous about? You're almost 40. You've been in the big leagues for about 20 years. You've won a World Series. You've done everything. What are you nervous about?
I have no idea.
There's discussion and definitely sports. There's no limit on what you'll discover. Melnick No Limit. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 7 on AM 600.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Are they naked? Are they bare? I hope so. My name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and I hope your windows are naked and bare, because at Bouclair you can get blinds starting at 79 cents. Remember, if they're naked and bare, shop Bouclair while quantities last. Are they naked? Are they bare? I hope so. My name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and I hope your windows are naked and bare, because at Bouclair you can get blinds starting at 79 cents. Remember, if they're naked and bare, shop Bouclair while quantities last.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
Your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
That's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go to the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put your soul in charmer. We put our heart in your heart and hair. It's no joke.
Call your local cardiologist for details.
How are you this morning? I'm Lita Polson at Beaulieu Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle, ready to go shopping, and we've got a great selection here of furniture, home appliances, and right now in the electronics department, I wanted to tell you about the ExpressView satellite dishes. A lot of people are coming in to drop by and get information on them. For only $7.95 a month, you can enjoy your favorite news, your entertainment channels. You can add other channels to suit your taste and, of course, your budget, too. The ExpressView satellite dish, we have all the details for you here. One of the biggest details, of course, is it starts here at Beaulieu Martineau at $4.99 with a 24-inch dish. It's going to save you money while you enjoy breathtaking digital images, crystal clear CD sound. So drop by and find out about ExpressView satellite dishes at Beaulieu Martineau. And of course, you pay only in June 1999. Give yourself a breather. Drop by Beaulieu Martineau today till 5 o'clock, tomorrow 11 till 5. And always free delivery, even on Sundays, within 200 kilometers. And pay only in June 1999 means no deposit, no interest, no hidden or extra charges. Beaulieu Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle.
Ellen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in this room?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
CIQC.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
But a good time. Welcome back to Travel World on CIQC 600. We're here with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Judy Fay from Air Montreal, which is definitely not Smokers Airlines. It's a great airline to travel throughout Quebec, soon to be Ottawa and Toronto. And as we've heard, it's one of the most, it's like an airline. If you want to make your own airline, what would you want it to be like? I mean, you'd just go out, get on the next plane, go there, come back.
Make it an easy travel experience. Get rid of all the hassles that are inherent to air travel.
Environmentally friendly. These are new planes. These are well-maintained. These are quiet. They travel late. They can come back early. Everything you want to do. So, it's better than sitting on those old messy jets. I mean, the 727, which is one of the mainstays of a lot of the other airlines these days, is still the messiest airplane.
Yes, and a noisy plane, and you can see the smoke belching out of the back.
Oh, yeah, gee whiz, you know. Can't they get these new airplanes? Not like Air Montreal, one of my new favorite airlines. So, welcome on board. I haven't had a favorite airline since City Express. So, and they actually were another one of those airlines with a real heart. So.
Right. People who cared and people who wanted your business.
Plus, it says Montreal, folks. So, if you like Montreal...
...and people who wanted your business.
Plus, it says Montreal, folks. So, if you like Montreal, you love Air Montreal. Fly. So, on the line, we got a special guest, Mitch Michaels from the Friday Night Show. And you've been hanging on for a while. Mitch, what can we do for you today?
How are you guys doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Just fine.
I want to confirm a rumor that Stephen Pickford, you actually commute daily from Beaconsfield to Dorval via Air Montreal?
I wish.
that's the buzz around town.
Yes, well, at least it would be a lot more comfortable and a lot more on time.
Than the 211.
Well, like you said, 211's in the phone number.
That's
yes,
right.
That's
right.
How you can remember it.
That's right. I even remember it, 631-2111.
That's the way. Air Montreal. That's
and
right.
Committed to memory.
Well, I unfortunately have, and now I'm going to have nightmares about this phone number. I'll have to seek expensive therapy.
Yes.
And eventually die a very miserable, unhappy death because I couldn't get the phone number out of my head.
Well, that's all it took? And we've been trying for all these years.
Yes.
Well, now you know.
Okay. Well, anyway, Mitch, it was fun having you on the show with us.
I just have one question for you.
Yeah?
I'm listening to Lita Paulson from Burro Martino talking about the satellite dishes.
Yes.
Don't astronauts eat out of those?
Yeah, that's right. That's what they do.
Okay, guys, have a great day, and I'll speak to you guys later on.
You got it, Mitch.
Thanks, take care.
So,
yes.
We're going to be moving to the
Now moving to our next guest.
Sounds a bit like in-flight because, as you know, the people who actually cater all the foods are Cara Foods.
Yeah, so we have Cara Hamilton. We thought when we saw Cara on the board, we were going to...
I thought Cara... Really, when I saw the name Cara Hamilton, I originally thought that you were talking about Cara Foods branch office.
In Hamilton, the regional office for Harvey's and Chalet, yes.
Yes. But actually, no, Cara Hamilton...
is an American broadcast journalist who has recently got back from Africa exploring backpacking and hiking. Good morning, Cara.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're doing well.
Good.
Now, what would possess you, I looked at that and I said, what would possess you to do a three-month excursion through the deepest, darkest parts of Africa?
You're not the first to ask me that. I've always wanted to travel, and I wanted an adventure. I've been somewhere in Europe, and I wanted something different. I wanted something where I'd come home and I'd feel like I'd seen a lot more than what we have to offer in America. And, I mean, to go to the other side of the planet, you know, go to Africa... That's where it was at. So we visited six countries, started in Kenya, and flew out of South Africa. So I got a taste of a lot of different lifestyles throughout the South African region.
Right. Now, you did this over a three-month period.
Yes.
Now, did you travel solely backpacking, or did you also try to use some of the local transportation options?
We actually did do some local transportation options, and they were hysterical, because in some places we had no other option but to take the local bus.
Okay.
Or if there wasn't a local bus, it was whoever had a car in the village.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of hop in the back.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Kara, when you flew out to Africa, where exactly did you fly to? You started out where?
And we started in Nairobi, Kenya.
Okay.
And we actually left there very quickly because there were elections going on and it was pretty crazy. There was some rioting and stuff. So
okay.
We got right out of there and went straight to Tanzania and we went to Arusha.
Okay.
And from there, we went over to Zanzibar.
Now, did you fly from place to place? Did you drive?
No, we in those areas where it was the most third world, we actually did local transportation.
Okay.
We were on local buses.
All right.
And then from there, when we hit like Zimbabwe and stuff, we could actually, you could join tour groups if you wanted. You had other options besides just the local transport.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Now, you, when you think of Africa, you also think of, you know, safety being a consideration. Other than being in Nairobi during some of the turmoil revolving around local elections, did you ever have that feeling that it was not safe?
You know, I felt surprisingly safe in many instances where, you know, you would think in that situation, if it were to be in America or in another city and in the Western world, you'd be scared. But the people there, like, they definitely look at you like, wow, you know, you're definitely different than them. Mm-hmm. They're not out to steal from you. They're out to maybe work for you. They look at you, and obviously you have a lot more money than them, or you come from the Western world. They're very curious. But you would never feel threatened as someone to pull a knife or have a gun and say, give me your money, drop your bags, you know, that sort of thing. I've never was harassed. I never felt unsafe in that respect at all.
Right, so it wasn't like going to downtown Detroit or downtown Washington, D.C. after 6 o'clock. You felt a lot safer in those countries.
Definitely. Yeah. Everyone was there to help you. You know, they wanted you to have a good time in their country, in their village. They wanted you to come back to America, to Canada, to wherever you were from, and say good things about it. That was their first thing that they were trying to get across to you.
Right, that's something that always makes travel a fun, you know, a fun adventure, a fun experience, is getting to know the local people and sort of getting away from some of the things that are very touristy in nature.
Definitely, definitely. And, I mean, if you're going to do that, Africa is definitely the place.
So tell us, what's the wildest thing that happened to you while you were out there, Kara?
Oh, gosh, the wildest thing.
Yeah.
There are so many. I mean, one thing that strikes out as being quite humorous was actually when I was at my wit's end in a back of a pickup truck after being on a bumpy road for about 4 hours in the blazing sun, crammed in the back with about 15 other people and their babies and their chickens and whatever else they were bringing to the market that day. And I was, you know, just feeling really bad for myself. Like, I can't believe I'm in this situation. You know, what am I doing here? And this gentleman, dressed in a suit, you know, in the 90-degree weather, he looks at me and he's like, where are you from? And I said, I'm from America. And he, in broken English, goes to me, tell me about gender equality. And like, that's all he knew in English. And I couldn't believe he was trying to have this serious political conversation with me in these crazy circumstances. And then all of a sudden, everyone in the back of the pickup truck turns to me and, you know, what's she going to say? So I was like,
put
whoa.
You on. Well, I thought gender equality was, you know, I'll show you yours if you show me mine, but maybe that's not what he had in mind.
Maybe that's how he was going to phrase the question. I don't know.
In that sense, you might have been disappointed.
Aww. we thought one of those...
And you probably didn't understand a word I said.
Well, we thought one of those stories was coming up, but... so
it was pretty funny, but no, another thing that was crazy was rafting the Zambezi River in Victoria Falls.
Victoria
Zimbabwe
Falls.
Zimbabwe was absolutely amazing. It was, my gosh, it was beautiful. It was just amazing.
Right, it's one of those breathtaking experiences. I mean, it's fine to look at pictures or watch a movie and you say, well, that looks pretty, but to actually be there, you know, you see the grandeur of it.
Oh, it totally tested your physical endurance, your mental endurance. Everything was tested on that day, I remember. And we hiked, we saw, we went on safari afterwards. We were going down natural water slides. We were jumping off of cliffs. And everything, I mean, they say it's safe, but, you know, you are still in Africa.
Water slides.
Right. Wow.
But
send you down a log chute like in...
upper Ottawa Valley, you know, to test it out. Now, what would, of all the countries you visited, which one stands out most in your memory?
I would have to say Namibia. At first, we weren't even going to go to that country. We didn't know anything about it. And Namibia was so unusual. It is all desert. And everywhere else we went in Africa, in those regions, it's lush and tropical. And Namibia was kind of like being in the Sahara. It was vast, and its grandeur was amazing. And the dunes, just mountains and mountains of these amazing dunes. And we would actually go sandboarding down them, like just like sledding.
Wow.
You're going down on, you know, protective gear, and you would be going like, I mean, so fast. It's unbelievable. And the country itself was just so unusual because there are also, it's very German. A lot of Germans do live there.
German.
Go on vacation there. So there are these quaint little German towns in the middle of this vast desert of nothingness. And then there's also, it's also on the ocean, so then you have these amazing landscapes of the ocean going up to these dunes, and that's all you have. It was just very different and diverse.
Wow. Kara, can you hold that thought, because Lonnie finally came back in
so he can roll a break,
we're
and
a
we'll continue
break,
after
yes.
After this short commercial break.
Go choose some razor blades.
Kind of looks like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Rediscover Marché Bon Secours, the most beautiful heritage building in all Montreal. Discover 15 boutiques offering an extraordinary choice of arts and crafts that demonstrate the creativity of Quebec artisans and designers. Items for your home, your wardrobe, or for gifts. Check the boutique specializing in work from native artists. Enjoy the delightful Café Terrasse with the friendliest welcome in Old Montreal. Plus, free exhibitions all year round, 7 days a week from 10 a.m. Discover Marché Bon Secours on St. Paul, one block east of Place Jacques-Cartier.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Do yourself a favor. Every weekday morning between 7:45 and 8, tune in to Jim Duff's unique look at the French press, brought to you by Bedford Interiors. Once you've touched the deep mahoganies, the cherry wood, and the pine country kitchen, after you've seen all the art and accessories, check out the Bedford Interiors Clearance Gallery, now at Montreal's home of fine furniture, 1850 Hymas, east of Sources. That's Bedford Interiors, 1850 Hymas.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Mitch Melnick here for Baton Rouge, where Montrealers continue to flock for incredible slip-off-the-bone barbecue baby back ribs. And they keep returning for more ribs and chicken and fresh fish and amazing appetizers, all served up in huge portions in a warm, classy, elegant setting downtown at Complex Desjardins, Dollard, the South Shore, and Carrefour Laval. Baton Rouge.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place. There's more for your summer.
More for your summer at Hampton Beach. More free nightly concerts. More spectacular fireworks every Wednesday night and holidays. And now, Hampton Beach is more fun to travel to with Vermont Transit. Every Saturday and Sunday all summer long for only $99 U.S. round trip. That's right. Vermont Transit leaves Montreal Saturdays and Sundays for fun in the sun at Hampton Beach. Get on board with Vermont Transit. Call 1-802-864-6811. That's 1-802-864-6811. Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. Easy to get to. Hard to leave.
It's another great showing day at Cavendish Mall.
Cavendish Mall celebrates 25 years of serving the community. 25 years of shopping comfort, convenience, plus a whole lot of fun for the whole family. Shop Cavendish Mall for their fabulous array of shops and boutiques, great restaurants, state-of-the-art cinemas, and Treasure Island Playground for the kids. Come home to Cavendish Mall. At Kildare and Côte Saint-Luc.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
Back on Travel World with Will and Beck with Stephen Pickford, Judy Fay from Air Montreal, and we were talking about Hampton Beach earlier on. That is definitely a contest. Everybody, I gotta let you know though, the only people who are really eligible for this contest are people who enjoy the beach.
Right. If you don't enjoy the beach, no point in going to Hampton Beach.
No. If you don't like the beach, so you gotta be prepared. They're gonna expect you to go out on the beach and
enjoy yourself for that
week. Have a suntan at least or something.
Get your entries in there, and you can get more information on Hampton Beach at 1-800-GET-A-TAN.
That's right, Hampton Beach. So if you have a name for that fish, there's these billboards all over town, and they have, it's put up by somebody else, but one of the things is the Hampton Beach fish. So you just got to think of a name.
Just think of a name and get it into us.
Oh, it can be anything. just send your name in, and we're going to send you down on Vermont Transit in August.
August 22nd for 1 week for the bus and the one-week hotel at the flagship motor hotel. So we were talking with Kara Hamilton, and which place would you not go back to? We talked about what really intrigued you, but what place didn't really meet with your expectations.
There's really not one that I would not return to, or I would advise someone not to visit. I definitely would have some places that I'd go back to other than others, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. of all the places I visited, there was never a place where I would say, oh, I wish I didn't go there. I wasted my time on
right.
my trip. So I wouldn't say.
Now, when you go on a trip, what exactly do you look for? What type of things do you enjoy including in your trip? For example, checking out local cuisine or...
Yes, definitely, and that can be quite varied in Africa. But I enjoy definitely checking out local cuisine. I like enjoy talking with the locals. I enjoy outdoor activities, hiking, you know, being able to do snorkeling, scuba diving, that sort of thing. I enjoy also, I mean, it's everything that everyone else enjoys, you know, going out at night and seeing what it's like, the scene out there, and, you know, pretty much everything. I also like looking at the culture and the history, visiting some of the museums. And getting a feel for the history of the country.
Right, getting the whole feel for the area. What was the strangest local dish that you ate while in Africa?
Well, some of the names are pretty strange in a couple of them. I went to this quote-unquote pizza parlor and couldn't believe that it was called a pizza parlor, so I had to go in and noticed on their menu that they had a Maryland fried chicken pizza. And I thought to myself, now that's interesting. A pizza, and I'm from Maryland, so I was like, let me see what this is all about. And it turned out that the Maryland fried chicken pizza was, let's see, what was it? I spoke to this day, couldn't quite figure out what it was. It was a, like kind of a bread, real thin bread type thing with goat cheese and lots of salt. And that was it.
Goat cheese and salt?
That's kind of like a Long Island iced tea. It has nothing to do with iced tea at all.
Exactly. And I tried to talk to the man and ask him where the fried chicken was, and he just kept looking at me like I was crazy. So.
Yeah, you think it might have been like a crab cake pizza or something. But,
I know.
Simulated flavor, that's what it was.
So we were at this restaurant, and, you know, he'd be like, oh, do you want cheese on your pizza? Yes. And you'd see him go, oh. He'd put his head down and go get his money and go to the store next door and buy some cheese. Come back with a big bag and start making the pizza. And this was after we've been waiting 15 minutes, so you realize you're there for the night.
That's an interesting place.
Right. Well, that's, again, part of the cultural differences that manifest themselves when you visit. I think if people go and expect everything to be the same as they are here, well, they're naturally, some of them are going to get upset, but they have to sort of be a little bit willing and open to
experience something new.
That is so true. And I mean, if this trip taught me anything, it taught me patience. And that is very, very hard sometimes, especially when you come from societies where you expect things on time, you expect things to run efficiently. You pay for that, you know? And you go there and, I mean, you have to learn not to expect things to run efficiently or to run on time in a lot of ways. And it teaches you patience. And that's a lot of the times when, you know, I was stuck somewhere and you end up talking to people. You know, you're there in that situation and then you realize you had the best time just hanging out, talking with local people than trying to rush to get where you're going to go next. And you realize you learn more from your trip that way than sticking to your strict agenda. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise in a lot of ways.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, you go out to a place, and it's not one of these go, 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 rush, rush, rush places. You know, like you get that a lot in a lot of cities in the States. In Montreal, not as much as in Toronto, mind you, but definitely you get...
Well, you just sort of relax and take everything as it comes along, and you take it as it comes, and it becomes part of your relaxing vacation experience, and you come home with those memories.
Exactly, and you learn to deal with a lot of adversity. You know, some things aren't going to go well. You got to do plan B, C, D, you know.
Plan B.
We
don't use
it. Work.
We don't like talking about Plan B right here in Montreal. But listen, Kara, thank you. It was wonderful having you.
It was interesting to hear sort of a different perspective on the image of Africa that we often get confronted with in the immediate reports on a day-to-day basis. So thank you for sharing those experiences. And
thank you very much for having me.
Looking forward to talking to you again wherever your travels might lead you.
Okay, great.
That's great. Thanks for being on the show with us. And brings us to our second guest, Judy Fay, who was from Air Montreal. And we got to thank Air Montreal for joining us right here on Travel World, again, to go to one of my favorite relaxed places, which is Gaspé. So you can get out there. How much is a ticket to Gaspé these days?
So the venture return is $410. Once again, taxes and airport fees included.
Wow. That's not bad.
No, that's a good price to relax and reinvigorate yourself and rejuvenate yourself during this beautiful summer.
Well, as the song says, it's always nice to travel, but it's wonderful to come back once again to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
And next week, we'll be talking to Margot Classe. She is a guidebook author, written a number of guidebooks revolving around budget travel in Europe. So that's next Saturday from 11 to noon, right here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
We'll join us next Saturday. Bye for now.